This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on education.
Third topic. Recently, the South Texas Alliance for Cities, or of Cities, met in Edinburgh at the School of Medicine, and yes. it was sort of off limits to the media. There was press availability afterwards with the different mayors, including the mayor of San Antonio. But when I got to see the agenda, I saw that you were listed, and Maria in your office kindly sent me your talking points, but they weren't in such a form that I could sort of create a guest column or an op-ed out of them. So I wonder if you can elaborate and tell us why you were pleased to meet with that group, and what were the key points you wanted to get across.
So since I've been with UTRGB, which is August 22, and it's such a pleasure to be working with President Guy Bailey, we always talk about basic research, applied research, and then workforce development training. And that pipeline has to lead to visible societal impact. So any topic I bring up with him, we always get to a point and say, when are we going to see this impact in the community? So meeting with the mayors, it's almost like starting with the end in mind. You can paint a picture with them and say, if we have the land, if we have this, if we have the Economic Development Corporation working with us, we could build this infrastructure. And then when you go backwards and you put the layers of technology, people, and workforce development training, then the whole formula looks very exciting. So what I did with the mayors is you know, explaining UTRGB's trajectory in terms of research, where we're going, but most importantly, why we're doing this. Because when you talk to somebody on the street and say, oh, our research expenditures are this much, we're going to become R1, and the person's going to look at you and say, well, good for you. What is in it for me, right? So we really need to speak the language of what comes out of the university as a regional university to these cities, to these communities who desperately need that kind of boost. And universities do that. So we are really positioned to do a lot of variety of different things. I mean, when I think about the research topics, from genome research to cancer research, smart technologies for safer railways, sustainable agriculture, mental health initiatives, clinical research. Well, these are pretty high-level research topics, and UTRGB is there. I tell everybody, we have R1 faculty. Just the institution needs to reach the status of R1 with a lot of different things. So explaining this to mayors, they were very excited, and I lived in San Antonio 16 years as part of UTSA, so I've known the mayor Nuremberg as well. So we talk about UTSA's success story, how it changed the city, but then how the formula is a little bit different for South Texas, and part of that is important. It's not just the verbal partnership. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it with mayors, school districts, economic development corporations, we can go after big, large grants and actually put words into actions. And that's what I told them. And actually, it was very timely because we are going after an Environmental Protection Agency grant proposal. And I'm hoping after submission, maybe we get it and we're going to have another interview with you. That's going to be a big one. It's going after technology that will have an impact in the community. But in order to make that impact, you need 100% mayors buying. They have to support it. If they don't support it, our research is going to come to a dead end. So they are true partners for us. That's how we see them.
And the reception was, you were well received? Your points were well received by the mayors?
It was well received. We talked about what's next. What can we do? So I pretty much talked about, reaching out to your office for letters of support, but not just letters of support, letters of commitment, which is a higher level of partnership. And then we talked about involving economic development corporations into our workforce development programs, They're already part of it, part of our UTRGV programs, but we need more expanded coverage when we do these things. So they were very excited. And another piece was I was there with Dean Hawker. So we talked about School of Medicine impact. I mean, School of Medicine, they're just building their, clinical services. They have a lot of teaching going on. But when we add the clinical research layer to it, it's going to be a game changer. I mean, we have a cancer center that's coming up. We have several new faculty with a variety of different expertise coming up. So we want to make sure that Rio Grande Valley is self-sufficient in terms of all of these when you think about quality of life, so that nobody has to drive north of the checkpoint in order to get to somewhere else to get better services. They should actually be okay where we are, more than okay. So that's our goal. That's how we, what we discuss with the mayors.
Well, thank you, John. That's all the questions I had, the topics I had. So is there anything else you want to add? Anything you're working on at the moment that you'd like to the readers and listeners to know about?
I really want everybody, and I try to do that in social media and on LinkedIn a little bit. UTRGV is not at a steady state destination. We're in a journey, and this journey is going to take time. And we're going to have some stops at some destinations, but not for long. We're just going to keep going. So as that happens, sometimes there are misunderstandings. People interpret things differently. As we're putting more emphasis on research, are we paying less attention to teaching? No, not at all. Student success comes first. Graduate student success comes first. Faculty success, most importantly. When you put it together, then the institution becomes a prominent regional research university. So this is a project. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And all the partners out there, I want them to run with me. And I hope nobody cramps up before the finish line, because this is going to be a lot of fun.